Blog Talk Radio.
You never knew you would fail. You never knew you'd go through the things you've been through. You never knew that you would fall. But I heard his voice say, here's the pain, it's not your fault, failure, it is not your fault, disgrace, it is not your fault, I believe, it is not your fault,
I feel grateful.
You never knew you'd be broke. You never knew
you'd cry the tears that you cried.
You never knew you'd lose the things you love. But I heard it for me. I have to do. I have to do. That's your fortune.
No, it's the season for good news. When they came and they told that a Savior should be born, that's good news. Realize what we was getting through the Savior, that's good news.
Every day, I believe God.
You just got to believe God for your portion. Your portion is the good news. That's your portion. You got to know that's your portion. Your portion is good news. Grace and mercy. That's our portion. He restored us through Christ. That's our portion. He opened some doors that were shut. That's your portion. Don't let people cheat you out of it. That's your portion. That's your push. You got to embrace that promise.
Oh, I have to. And the promise is good news.
Good news.
Even when I'm down tonight, I declare good news. I'm so glad the promise is around. Every day I believe God.
Hallelujah. That's our portion. Good news. You got to get in that word and you got to see the good news, the good things God is speaking to our hearts. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We truly happy to have each and every one of you all. So happy to see my friend and God's child and mighty woman of God, this evangelist, Ursula, on today. I'm going to ask her if she'll be so kind to give us a word of prayer. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thanks for having me. It's a blessing, a privilege, and an honor to be on the phone line. I thank you, Pastor, for having it available. Father God, we come in the name of Jesus this morning. We thank you. We praise you. We worship you, God. You're King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're Abba, Father. You're Yahweh. You're Alpha and Omega. You're everything that is that is. You're Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Nisi, Jehovah Mikadesh, Jehovah Shalom. You're everything and all things, God, and there's nothing that is didn't come from you, God. We thank you, praise you, worship you, and honor you right now, God. We give you our first fruit of the day right now, Father. We lift you up and glorify you, Father. We thank you for loving us. Who is man that you are mindful of us? You made us a little higher than the angels. Hallelujah. You made us as an image of you, just like you, God. Hallelujah. You clothed yourself in flesh and came and placed yourself in Mary and became Jesus. You know we needed a Savior. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord, for your life, your death, and your resurrection. We thank you for the Trinity. We thank you for the Holy Ghost. We thank you, God, that all we need is in you. Hallelujah. And we walk, talk, live, and dwell inside of you. We surrender our bodies as a living sacrifice to you, God, to live in us and through us in the name of Jesus. We cast down sickness, death, and disease far from us. We take dominion and authority in the name of Jesus. Cover us in the blood from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Blood wash every organ, cell, tissue, gland, muscle, joints, muscles, everything, every part of our bodies. We bind high blood pressure and diabetes. We bind cancer. We bind Alzheimer's. We bind, what's that disease? COVID, in the name of Jesus. We bind every pestilence and famine from the pit of hell. It shall not come near us in the name of Jesus. We cover our family, friends, and loved ones, our children and our grandchildren in the blood. We stand in the gap for them in the name of Jesus. They shall live and not die. They blessed and not cursed. And God, we pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for the elders and the babies. We pray for renewed strength. Hallelujah. We will become like eagles. Your word says, as the eagles get new feathers, hallelujah. So in our later days will be better than our former. So, Father, we declare and decree right now in the name of Jesus, as we get older, we get younger. Youth is restored in our bodies and in our bones and in our joints in the name of Jesus. We thank you for authority, power, and dominion. Hallelujah. We stand in it. We stand on your word. Hallelujah. Because your word is power in the name of Jesus. Your word said if we have faith of a mustard seed, we can move mountains. So we declare and decree that we will be strong and mighty in power and might. As we lift up your name, power come down. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for the fire, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you for rivers of flowing water in our belly. In the mighty name of Jesus, amen.
Wow. Amen. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank God for that awesome prayer. Praise God. Hallelujah. We thank you, Evangelist Ursula, for sharing.
Praise the Lord. Thanks for having me.
Hallelujah. Well, look, listen, brother and sister, we're going to kind of clean up some things from yesterday. I know we had a couple questions over there in the book of Joshua. In the book of Joshua, the 10th chapter, the 12th through the 13th verse. And let me remind everyone that we were talking about trusting God with everything. And it's not, it's easy to be said, but it's not easily done. So when we said trust God with your whole spirit, your whole mind, your whole soul, you can't lean to your own understanding, but in everything you have to acknowledge the Lord. The Bible says in all your ways. Doesn't matter what you're going to do. You got to say, let me get God's approval for it. Hallelujah. So we're talking about trusting God and with everything and leaning not to our own understanding, but in all of our ways, doesn't matter what you're doing, how you do it, we are to depend on God and to direct our path. And that's what we were talking about. And one of the things we trust in God for is his righteousness, not our righteousness. Because if you go by your righteousness, you're leaning to your own understanding and not to the understanding of God. Now, I know we read some things, we understand some things. But hey, brothers and sisters, you have to realize you're in the New Testament now. Even though that's just another reason you have to trust God. He said, forget not my law. So he's talking about his spiritual law. Let your heart keep his commandment, his word. Not the Ten Commandments, but his word. If you want to have long life, if you want to have peace, if you want to persevere, you're going to have to trust God, or trust the Lord, with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. But in all of your ways, you're going to have to, I like what the, I think it was the Messenger Bible said, is that don't you lose grip on love and loyalty. Tie them about thy neck. You need that. We need that. We need to know that we got the word of God all in us because we trust in him. And we came to the point of being trustworthy. And it's not like, and I've really been trying to get to the New Testament because God is trustworthy, brothers and sisters. But I'm just throwing this stuff out so I can get to where we were yesterday. God is reliable. He's trustworthy. He's dependable. I'm going to tell you, he's responsible. See, when you trust someone with something, it means like they're responsible. If you don't think they're responsible, you're not going to trust them. Well, why did I say that? Because a lot of times we don't trust God with everything. With like the Bible says, with our whole heart, we don't do it. So we got to get into that. We got to start finding God's favor and understanding that when you don't be afraid to trust him with it. I won't even mention that. I'll just say that God is steadfast, okay? He's steadfast. And whatever you ask him to do, or whatever you turn over to him, whatever you give him, he'll do it. He is reliable. I can't say that's enough. Because once you trust God, you become single-minded. He's just like, if I give you my car, I know when I give it to you, I'm going to get it back the same way or better. We got to trust God with everything. So my thing is, let's start trusting God with our righteousness. Not our righteousness, but his righteousness. That's what we need to trust God for. And yesterday we were talking about how in the book of Joshua, how he stands still until the nation was advanced of the enemy. God allowed the moon, the sun. And somebody asked me a question, and I'm going to try to answer part of it anyway. And I want to get to that before I get on to what we're going to deal with today. And that is that the question was, did the moon, did the sun actually stand still? Well, we understand today that the earth rotates, the sun on one side, the moon on. So God had both of them to stand still. Now, I know that's miraculous, but that's how God operates. And if he chose to do it like that, so be it. And then we looked over there, and we saw a word that someone asked me about, the book, this book. This book that they referenced to, it could have been a lot of things. And I'm going to say that this book could have reference to, it was Jasha. It mentioned also in 2 Samuel 1 and 18 was probably a collection of historical events put to music. So see, many parts of the Bible are reference to a lot of things, and you may not find that book in the 66. Well, I'm going to give you two reasons for that. First of all, if we didn't need it, God didn't give it to us. Because it's available, or it was out, there's a whole lot of books out there. There's a seven lost books out of the Bible. I can give you a whole lot of references. But this book perhaps was one of the Psalms. You know, there's a lot of Psalms that's missing. Because there's a lot of Psalms that reference to other Psalms. But you can't find them. But the point is this. You can trust God's word. Just like a parent. If you're a parent, you don't have to give the child everything. You give them what they need. You give them their portion, whatever that is. You're the parent. So you decide, you know what? They don't need this or they need that. And that's how God does us. God has moved you certain places so you can get what you need from that part. You can get from your need, get what you need from that ministry. Get what you need from that person. God works us like that. Because all things are working together for our good because we love the Lord and call according to his purpose. He might send you to this broadcast for a minute. There's a word you need to hear. I've had several people tell me, well, Pastor, you know, I needed that word. I remember Evangelist Renee just said on yesterday, she said, you know, that really been helping me. Well, see, God does things like that. So sometimes, when you're reading the Word of God and you're studying the Word of God, don't allow those negative spirits to get to you and overtake you. But it was real plain that a lot of books and things like that that's mentioned, and you're probably trying to find it, you won't find it. But that's okay, because God put what he needed for us to have at such a time as this, in those 66 books. And if it ain't in there, it's because you don't need it. You don't have to stop believing now. Don't be that ignorant to stop, well, I can't find it, so evidently it must not. No, because there's a seven lost books of the Bible that people talks about. There's a lot. Well, God knew we didn't need that. But for whatever reason, there's a book about Barnabas out there. God didn't need that. Paul and Barnabas was ministering together. So God said, you know what? Paul is going to convey what I need to be conveyed. You know why? Because believe it or not, brothers and sisters, I know y'all going to have a problem with this, but when you study the life of Paul, Paul really was a Gentile, even though he was a Pharisee. See, that was a religion. But when you think about how he got by, and I can show you in the scripture this stuff too, but God used him to minister to the Gentiles. Okay, who was a Gentile? Anybody that was not an Israelite was a Gentile. And the majority of the world was Gentile. And then even the Jews were not following God. So God made two nations to become one in him. That's what he did. The Jew, Gentile. So therefore, there's no neither Jew nor Gentile, nor Greek, we all are one in Christ. That's what he ended up doing, brothers and sisters. So you got to see it from God's angle. Just like we was talking yesterday about righteousness. We have an unlimited righteousness because you're in Christ. All these others was limited. I told you about Joshua. He was limited. Elijah. We see Elijah at the battle of God on Mount Carmel. You remember when he went up there and he called down fire from heaven and bring rain. It was unlimited rain. They was unlimited to God's righteousness. I mean, their righteousness was limited. Our righteousness is unlimited because we're in Christ. And Elijah was an absolutely master of the law, but yet his righteousness was limited. I'm trying to tell you, brothers and sisters, we have unlimited righteousness in Christ. Righteousness is the ability to stand in the presence of God without condemnation. That's what righteousness is, really. It's not a bunch of keeping rules and regulations. Righteousness is the ability to stand before God without condemnation. And how do you do that? By being in Christ. Not what the enemy tried to teach us. But let me tell you what. God allowed Daniel, for instance, and those three Hebrew boys over there in Daniel 3, he allowed them to speak God's righteousness by decreeing and declaring that the God that we serve is able to deliver us, and if not, we're still not going to serve your God. Well, that righteousness that they had was the same as Abraham had. It was counted to him for righteousness or reckoned to him for righteousness. You know why? Because only thing they had was the blood of a bull and the blood of goats, ashes of a heifer, because that was the Abrahamic covenant they were under. See, they were not recreated men and women like you and I are. They were servants under the law that must be set aside for another to take its place. A better of laws, a better law, I should say, that was coming. And it was yet to come. They had that's why Christ is a better sacrifice. Your heart ought to just be thrilled when you think about all we have to do is be obedient to Christ. Man, you don't have to get no blood or no ox and no bull and no ashes of a heifer. You ain't got to do nothing of that. All you got to do is walk in the Spirit as he's in the Spirit. Walk in the light as he's in the light. I mean, they saw angels. They heard voices. Of a lot of things was going on in the Old Testament, but let me tell you what, they don't have a righteousness like we have, okay? And that's the part that I wanted to get to before this week is over, even though today is Friday. I just want you to know, we have unlimited righteousness. You can't even count what God has did for us. He gave his only begotten son. That's the first thing you got to realize. What was all in that? It was more than just he gave his son. It was eternal salvation. It was better, a better covenant was in that. So I found in the Pauline revelation, I saw what we were in mind of the Father. And you got to get God's mind with this. I saw our limitless possibility in the new covenant and in our revelation to him as sons and daughter. He called us sons. I know people don't even want to be bothered with us. You may not believe this, but y'all know your history. There were people just killed up because of the color of your skin. But here God made us like his own son. And he owned it all. So Jesus was the simple son, he said. Remember over there in John 14:12, verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me, the works that I do, he shall do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go to my Father. You can't be greater than the Master. The word great, that means more of. You're going to do more of this. We're going to do more of this. We're going to do more of laying on the hands. We're going to do more of. That's greater. He gave us a legal right to use his name in the Great Commission. He defined the ability of the name. In my name thou shalt cast out devils. Man, that's awesome. He allowed us to use his name, his powers. We have an unlimited righteousness. When the devil sees you, he seeks Christ. So when he made this declaration, let us go into the secret that we were to be masters over Satan. For if we can cast out demons, we can cast out all demons, not limited to demons. So if we dominate over the adversary, we have dominion over the works and his works. I just want you to see the unlimited scope of this righteousness. How could you do that if you were not righteous? How could you do that if you were not standing in right standings with God? God permits us to stand in the Father's presence without a sense of guilt or condemnation. Read Romans 8:1. It says, therefore now is no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. God doesn't see us condemned. I don't care anything about these distant preachers getting up, talking about you do this, you do that. God, man, God don't see that. He don't see you like that. That might have been a past. That might have been something you did. But when God sees you, sees me, sees you, see us, it's in Georgia, us's. When God see us's, he see us through Christ. He see us through his shed blood. Your neighbor is only see what you did when you did it. They'll never let you get past that. If they saw whatever bad thing they want to say is done, that's all they see. And they don't ever want you to get past that. They want you to always remember you was a whore. That's the way they look at you. Or you was this great molester. Or you was this great. God doesn't see us like that, brothers and sisters. When God forgave us, the Bible says over in 2 Corinthians 5:21, there was enough blood there for God to make Jesus to be sin for us so we could be righteous. So every bit of sin, every kind of sin, Jesus took care of it, all of it, every bit of it, every bit of it. And I thought about Evangelist Ursula's prayer. She was saying, you know, how God made us a little lower than the angels, but yet he gave us more power than angels have. Angels can't have this righteousness that God gave us. Can't have it. We can use his name. Jesus said, over there in Mark 16:17, in my name thou shalt cast out demons. So when he made the declaration, he led us to the secret. That boy, there's so much power in his name. A lot of times people don't realize all you got to do is just start saying in the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus, the name of Jesus. And I promise you, depression will leave. I promise you, headaches will leave. Just in the name of Jesus. And whatever you're going through in the name of Jesus, the name, don't stop until it's been dissolved. That's how much power. And all you got to do is believe in it. See, when you believe in this, when you're going to call on it. Jesus called us to do the things that he had done when he was here. like setting men free from the bonds of Satan, healing the sick, breaking the power of demons over communities, over nations. Listen, love. When Jesus gave us his great commission, he said, all authority. Now, boy, I'm going to tell you something. You ought to really read that right there. You ought to really read that and think about what Jesus said right there. All authority have been given unto me in heaven and in earth. Matthew 28:18. That was from the church in this age. That authority was and is for Jesus' sake, for ours. That's what you got to understand. The authority was given for us, not for Jesus' sake, but for our sake. Jesus had all this power. And because we're in Christ now, we can use that power. And let me tell you, brothers and sisters, you don't have to go to a building to demonstrate this power. You don't have to be part of a club. You don't have to agree with somebody. No, this power is Jesus alone. No one else. No one else is Jesus alone. Hallelujah. I see we ran over. Anyway, we're going to talk about our righteousness because we have an unlimited righteousness in using his name and being healed, delivered, set free. So if anyone have any comments, press 1. I see Pastor Bill press 1. Good evening, Pastor. Maybe that was
good evening, Pastor. I'm here. Amen. Oh, I'm sorry. Just got on the very end, so praise God.
Anyone else? Anyone else have anything they want to share? Hallelujah. Well, hey, I thank each and every one of you all. Look forward to seeing y'all. We'll be on here Sunday for the review. Ain't nothing changed. We don't fall under the enemy way of doing things. We be led by the Spirit. And the Lord said, get on here and just blast it. That's what I'm doing. So life, laugh, and death pass. I'll see y'all for the review on Sunday. And I hope all the questions were answered there again. Thank you so much, Evangelist Ursula. That was such a beautiful prayer. And
praise the Lord. Thanks for making it available every morning, Pastor.
Oh, absolutely. We appreciate you. And anyone else? If not, we're going to see you all on Christmas.